Are you ready to take your accounting career to new heights? Look no further. You're listening to From Zero to Millions, Accounting Edition. I'm Kelly Roars.
And I'm Bilal Mihana. Together, we bring you treasure trove of expertise in the world of accounting. As the founders of our own firms, we truly understand the challenges you face day in and day out. Our combined experience with small and online businesses, paired with our background in accounting and entrepreneurship, is sure to help you bring your firm to the next level.
Together, we'll deep dive into essential topics like staffing, technology, billing, goal setting, HR, and tax planning. We're here to provide practical advice that applies to CPAs, accountants, and business owners alike. So don't miss out on the opportunity to supercharge your accounting career and build the firm of your dreams. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of From Zero to Millions Accounting Edition. This week, Bilal and myself have on Will Lopez. He was featured in Forbes, Business Insider, Accounting Today, Fast Company. He is the head of mission to accountant partners and customers at Gusto. He is a former founder of a cloud-based accounting firm and has over 20 years of public and private accounting experience. So thanks so much for joining us today, Will.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
We have this podcast as an outreach to other accountants who are maybe working and grinding as an employee. Maybe they're starting their own firm. Maybe they're looking to go buy a firm or try to change and keep up with the times. And we'd love to hear a little bit about your background, how you started in public accounting to how you got here. Long story short, so give us a little bit of background about yourself.
Yeah, sure thing. As you mentioned, I work at Gusto. I like to say I'm just an accountant that works at Gusto because I really am an accountant by trade. So I grew up in a family of entrepreneurs. Both my parents are business owners all their entire life. They love business and they love entrepreneurship. It set their dreams free. They love the hustle, both out of need. My parents grew up in poverty. I grew up in poverty and it kind of put food on her table, clothes on her back, shelter over her head. And just growing up, listening to all their stories of business ownership, failures and successes just allowed me to really think that business life and entrepreneurship was like this greatest adventure ever. I just never knew accounting would turn it on. And so it wasn't until college years that I worked at a job as a project manager for a parking company. And I managed something like 75 employees at age like 21 or 22, that I realized accounting was it because I met a buddy in the back office. His name is Michael Maturano. And Michael, if you're listening, thank you. But he was the one that got me into accounting and he just like really lit it on fire for me. And he was so passionate about it. And I was learning things like cash controls before I even knew that was a term. And it was just all inspired by him. So I went back. And I was like, oof, I'm like 2 years in college. I got to backtrack a little bit. And so ended up graduating with an accounting degree, ended up going with my master's, and then started an industry. And then after about 4 or 5 years of being an industry controller for a large not-for-profit, finished up my master's and then found a job in public accounting as a financial statement auditor. True to form, 5 years in, got super burned out, hella burned out. But I still loved accounting. So I was like, I am going to stick with accounting. So I started my own practice back in 2011, 2012, right after the Great Recession. And I think cloud apps started becoming more of a thing because we were all working from home, or at least the industry was working from home because it just got battered during the Great Recession. And I think that's what lit up cloud accounting, in my opinion, just looking back at history. And yeah, started a very successful cloud accounting firm, owned it for about 8 years. And sold it off before coming over to Gusto to become head of accountant community, overseeing Gusto's partner program and adding more value to it. Had a role change about a year and a half ago to head of customer mission at Gusto. So now I represent the entire company, not just accountants anymore, but still very passionate about accountants. So that's been the journey.
Public accounting to having your own firm, selling the firm, and now working again.
Yep.
So now you're at Gusto. What's the purpose? What is the goal for Gusto? What are you trying to do with your role now to help accountants?
Yeah. So when I first came into Gusto, you know, Gusto was 5 years in, maybe 6 years in on its life, right? It's a startup out of San Francisco. was back from the days of Zen Payroll and turned into Gusto at some point. And Gusto had pretty big goals for the accounting partnerships that they had around the country. I think at the time we were partnering with roughly, 3,500 firms at the time nationally. But we didn't have any real substance as a company that made our partner program stand out. It was a conventional loyalty program. You join it, you get some perks and benefits, some rev share, and you take care of your clients. And so I was brought in to do a lot more than just that. I was brought in to do a few things. One, help that segment of Gusto's business advance and get ready for partnering with more customers. So now we partner with over 14,000 firms nationally. In just the 4 years or 4.5 years in short order, we built People Advisory powered by Gusto, which was my contribution to the profession, which was, how do we think about payroll and use it as an inroad to higher value? Or how do we take the model of CAS and apply it to other things other than the general ledger, which is what I did. And so People Advisory is a way to pull payroll away from bookkeeping, pull payroll away from all these other services, capture all the scope creep, package it, price it, staff it, sell it in a three-tiered plan, and make a lot more money with payroll. And so I was brought in to do that for accountants, which required building education as a product at Gusto. So now we have Gusto Academy as a product, but as a function, so that way it could scale to millions of accounting customers, building community as a product and as a function at Gusto. So we have our Gusto Next conference. We have our Gusto Partner Advisory Councils. We have a slew of community things that we do now. And lastly, like the final Mount Everest was, how do we completely revisit our entire partner program? Now with all this newfound value, all these new value props, supporting accountants in a much better way than any other competitor that we have on the market. How do we look at our partner program, our tiers and incentives, and revisit that and think about the future of what it means to partner with the payroll company? So that's what I did for a majority of my tenure here. And it allowed me to really understand Gusto's business model, all the customers that we serve, not just accountants, but clients and SMBs and growing SMBs and employees and things of that sort. And so my current role now is to really take all the goodness that we've created throughout the 4 or 5 years we've been here and really represent it out in the marketplace, come alongside the founders like Josh Reeves and Tomer London and Eddie Kim. If they're not speaking to reporters, I am. If they're not speaking at conferences, I am. And so we've partnered up more together to free them, I think, from some of the work that they get themselves into. And there's a lot of people wanting their time. So I'm there to be their backfill a little bit. So I have the honor of really representing all the customers and really showing how SMBs really do thrive with accountants and how accountants really are public stewards of the economy and of small business life and entrepreneurship. So I have that privilege of really representing that across the company and out in the market.
Interesting. So as far as Gusto goes, how does Gusto compare to ADP or Paychex, like for accountants? Why is Gusto a better platform for accountants, for CPAs, accounting firms? Why would they choose you over Gusto?
Well, great question.
I'll be the first to say that nobody wants to love ADP or Paychex, but they've been around so long that they're just permeated within the marketplace. Look, I'm not going to fool around. Paychex, how old are they? They're about 60 years old, maybe 50. Mm-hmm. ADP, first massive payroll company, they're about 80 years old. They've done incredible work. They're conglomerates. They're global. They've always served businesses in the mid-market and up. They've over the past 20 years of trying to go down market. I think what Gusto has done very different that has allowed us to be like top five payroll platforms now in the US alongside ADP and Intuit and Paychex is because a lot of the legacy players have looked at payroll as merely a function and a to-do. So the entire experience around payroll, it's around all the clickety clicks and it's around just the hard function of accounting. And what Gusto is, how Gusto approached payroll benefits in HR, it approached it from more of a people-centric model. And we said to ourselves, we want to build an experience that's actually enjoyable. If you use products like ADP Run, is that actually enjoyable? I used it when I was in practice. Puzzle. That was not enjoyable at all. And these things don't actually put together the pieces that businesses need, which is when you run a company, running a company is a lot more than just payroll, taking care of a team. It's offering benefits, working through HR items. It's offering financial wellness items to employees. It's this holistic experience. And what Gusto has really crushed is this integrated offering of payroll, benefits, HR, financial wellness. And it's removed, I think, a lot of the stigma around payroll being so blunt, mundane. And it's actually removed a lot of the burden from both accountants and small businesses in managing a team, because managing a team on platforms that don't integrate payroll and benefits and HR and financial wellness, it's egregious, which is why accountants get into all this crazy scope creep around payroll, because it's just filled with scope creep because of the way the platforms have been built over decades. And so Gusto has just taken a very different path to that. And it's thinking about what is the employee journey? What's the employer journey? What's the account's role in the midst of all of that? And we've created a solution to support that concept.
I love Gusto. This is not an ad for Gusto, but I do send all my clients to Gusto. You're one of the heads of Gusto, right? And you want to tell us that you're not just processing payroll. You're helping people understand what goes into payroll, connect the dots, provide this really great interface. I love the platform. I think it's really easy to use. And you're not only helping small businesses, small to medium-sized businesses process their payroll and get things done and be compliant, but you're helping the accounting community as a whole develop their relationship with payroll a little bit better. Because I feel like in my own experience, I've come from a point of processing payroll and getting into that nitty gritty. And I used to process payroll for almost 200 people, like an 8 company conglomerate. And let me tell you, that was so overwhelming.
It's nuts. It's nuts. And I resonate with you because I've been there. It's a hard thing to tackle if you don't have the right solution, quite honestly.
Yeah, exactly. So now Gusto's come out with this platform that says, hey, can you add this insurance policy? Bing, bing, bing. Can you offer health insurance? Bing, bing. It's so user-friendly. I have nothing but good things to say about my own experience with it. And I think the selling point for me is just the support to the accounting community and making it easy for our clients. Because when I went out on my own, I said, you know what? I'm not going to manage employees anymore. I'm not going to run payroll internally. Let me see how I can offer this and facilitate, you know, the relationship between the payroll company. And obviously, that's not how everybody's doing it. People can develop it even further into offering these types of payroll services with the security of Gusto.
I resonate with so much of that. And I think if there's one thing I would say very clearly about what we've done at Gusto is we understand how much of an identity crisis our profession is in because of the introduction of modern tech. Technology's chipping away at our roles. Technology is removing some of the mundane work, and we're questioning ourselves, what's our role nowadays? And Gusto is not a company that would ever steal the value of accountants. In fact, what we've tried to do is make it really clear that your value is incredible. There are things that you can do that technology can't do, and there's things that technology can do that you probably would not like to do. And so what is the balance there and the dance there? I'm a big believer that your revenue coming out of payroll should not be contingent on the rev share that the payroll company is providing you. I don't believe that firms should be making money based on just the rev share that payroll companies provide. So I think we need to take more matters into our own hands and find our own value in the midst of that, which is why People Advisory exists. It's a way to build a brand new economy, new team members, new upward mobility, new jobs that we've never seen in the economy before, all around payroll. And it's that kind of thinking that these other legacy platforms have not thought. The only thing that's advanced with payroll, it's gone from rock, hammer, chisel to paper to desktop to the cloud. No one has really looked at payroll and said, how can we think differently about serving this? How can we advance this, the concept of serving this? And how can we actually build a business line through this? We've not done that.
Well, what is People Advisory? Is that a service that accountants can provide to clients?
Like what bookkeeping was 10 years ago to financial advisory, payroll is now the people advisory. So right now, firms all across the world and in the US sell payroll in a very specific way. They sell payroll as a client-based offering. Yes. So they'll say, outsource payroll to me. I'll take care of it and I'll charge you probably rock bottom price. The payroll fees are like, it's like the Costco chicken, right? It's just a total loss leader.
The hot dog, not the chicken, the hot dog.
Yeah. Exactly, it's the hot dog in the food court. And so we sell it from a very compliance orientation. Mm-hmm. What People Advisory has done is it said, look, there's a lot more scope creep around payroll than we could ever imagine. And payroll itself is riff of advisory. Now, you don't have to be an HR advisor or benefit broker to add more value to your clients around payroll. But what is that next jump that one could make as a firm to try to take payroll from a compliance-based offering to an advisory-based offering without getting into the HR waters? And so that's what we created at Gusto's. We created an offering called People Advisory to allow accountants to do three things. One, to actually have expertise around people operations and say, I actually have some expertise around this. I'm not an HR advisor. We're not going to give HR advice. We're not going to do benefit advice. But we partner with a company called Gusto. I know my role in that. I know their role in that. And I sell a package that helps you liaison things that you would need. And so that's what People Advisory has done. It's created a framework, advice around like Gusto's technology. Are you having issues? Things like that. We don't charge for that. Second would be just compliance around payroll. We don't charge for those things. So onboarding, offboarding, all the activities in between, maybe helping you with a handbook or not us helping you, but turning that function on within Gusto. We can identify that for you and we can recommend that to you. Right now, we don't charge for that advice. People Advisory allows you to charge for that. And then the technology itself, you can bundle Gusto into your People Advisory plan. We partner with Practice Ignition on that. And so Practice Ignition has three tiered plans for People Advisory. And Practice Ignition fetches the real-time bill from Gusto and charges your client the right amount every month automatically. So that was a new innovation that came out of People Advisory, which was managing variable costing apps within your recurring fee. And then the last piece is the consulting and analytics. So we partner with Reach Reporting. So you can do management reports around People Advisory. You can actually keep track of people-related KPIs, right?
I see.
It could be revenue to EE, right? Net profit to EE. All these metrics that would drive revenue based on the happiness or sadness of teams, maybe churn is high at the company.
Yeah.
So we've built people analytics within Gusto, which helps you analyze your client's team. So all this entire ecosystem of offering now exists. And so you can take payroll as it is and sell it like we've been selling it for 50 years, or you could repackage the entire thing, turn on this app stack around payroll, around People Advisory, package it, price it, sell it, boom, you're off to the races.
I would like to just interject here and say accountants have this problem and it's not billing for services they provide, right? So client advisory services is this new hot thing in the last 5 to 10 years. Like, oh, hey, look, we can bill for these things that we've been doing, like analyzing KPIs or giving advice on strategy for your business that we've been giving away for free all of these years.
Right.
You're basically saying, hey, we can also do this for payroll, which I don't think a lot of people are talking about. We're talking about packaging these three-tier offerings for accounting and tax services, but we're not actually putting this payroll piece of the puzzle in there. We're offering it as a separate service. And like, this is really innovative and it's really just marketing something that most of us are probably already doing.
That's absolutely right. Look, people thought I was crazy until it was successful. Then they thought I was a genius. It was just obvious. That is, CAS has done incredible things for the profession, right? It's really pushed us forward in many ways. But true to form, we're very two-dimensional beings as accountants. And so we said, oh, here's this great framework that's working. But why haven't we revisited other practice lines? Why haven't we applied that incredible framework to other areas of the business? And so that's what we did with payroll. At least I came to Gusto and got fully funded to do it and had a tremendous amount of great times doing it, because I basically built what firms now call PASS, People Advisory Services, built a full framework of how would I sell payroll as an advisory service through my firm without trying to become an HR advisor and all this other stuff. And so there, like I said, there's payroll is filled with scope creep. Yeah. There's a lot of advice we give away that we don't charge for because we don't know how to package it the right way. We've never 100%. Had an indicator that says, I'm a people advisor, right?
Yes.
And I can sell this package to you and support your growing team.
I think that's very, so I've been with Gusto for, so my wife opened her practice in 18. And so I never wanted to run payroll. Use payroll. So I was like, okay, I'll use Gusto because it was so easy to implement. And for me to do it, it would take longer. Been with you guys for a long time. And first time I see this people advisory on Gusto websites. Now, I always saw it, but I ignored it because it's like, okay, what is that? But the way you described it, it's clicked for me that, as Kelly said, this is already a service that provides to clients and we help them with the payroll side. But yeah, that could be another revenue stream for CPA firms or for accounting firms, because if a firm is already doing payroll and they package it in this way where, yes, you need to know your staff if they will do some surveys with different things that goes with payroll, that you can package it in the way that with the help of Gusto and their partnership, and their softwares and their partnership that they use from outside of Gusto, it would be like, it's similar to the R&D you guys are doing right now, but right. I don't like the R&D you guys are doing. It throws a lot of people off because a lot of people come to me with R&D questions. Oh, Gusto's doing R&D, and they call R&D Gusto, and the R&D people don't know what it's like talking about. But the people advisory part, that's, I would say, a lot of firms should add this as a service to the platform. And they can get a lot of money out of it. Because a client would think, okay, payroll, the way I used to think about it, payroll, I'll help you if you need any help, but you do your own thing. Because if I want to charge you like what Gusto charges, it doesn't make sense for me. But with the advisory service, is that they do need help in some sorts. But my question, is that a pain point for clients? Is that something they need? If I go to my clients and let them know, hey, do you need those things, people advisory service? Is that something you need on a monthly basis? Are you looking for this and people don't provide it? Because I know with accounting, everyone's looking for bookkeeping. Everyone's looking for tax planning and they want to save on taxes. Everyone's looking for a CFO, fractional CFO services, because they want to know their numbers and how much money they're making, how much they're losing, blah, 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 blah. But is that something small businesses are looking for? Is that a pain point for them? And how can you, if they're not looking for it, how can you make it aware to them?
Yeah. As of right now, we have 5,000 firms nationwide that are certified in people advisory. We have over 550 firms that are selling people advisory as a service offering through their firms. Firms like Club Capital, which is a mid-sized firm, they launch people advisory services and they've been selling people advisory very successfully. People advisory in of itself has done a few things, created brand new revenue that the industry has never seen because we're now repackaging payroll into something higher in value. It's created upward mobility. Being a payroll specialist generally is a dead-end job in many senses, and I understand that. But somebody can become an early people advisor, become a people advisor consultant, or even run the practice of people advisory. We've created that educational ladder at Gusto, and it's for free to all Gusto partners. So we have 3 certifications that can take folks there. It's created a brand new economy. It's mm-hmm. created new jobs. So a firm like Lighthouse Accounting, Wyatt owns that. He's hired 4 or 5 team members that are just people advisors. That would have never happened prior to people advisory. So as far as supply is concerned or firms seeing the opportunity, we have a lot of firms seeing the opportunity, creating multi-million-dollar practices around people advisory already, or taking an existing payroll practice and converting it into a people advisory practice. And we have many firms that partner with Gusto that have done that. As far as clients wanting this, we've always, as firms, we don't realize that as accountants, we've always provided people ops advice to our clients. Simple question. Hey, accountant, should my first employee be a contractor or an employee? Tell me. And what do we do as accountants? We give them that advice and we say, you're welcome. We don't charge for that, right? People advisory captures advisory moments like that and bundles it within the package. Clients asking for advice around people ops. And so there's before people advisory, it was during people advisory, it'll be the same thing after people advisory. All that people advisory did was capture the questions that clients would be asking their accountants around payroll and packaged it very nicely, or allowed the accountant to say, hey, I can't answer that question. but I have a package for that. So let me tell you more about my package. And so that way you can get that kind of recurring support. At Gusto, we have a team of economists. And what our data has shown is that during COVID and even today, the industry, or at least all employers, are in a basically forever employee shortage. There are 1.6 jobs to every unemployed person. Retaining your team has never been more important. There's so many jobs out there that anyone can bounce from one job to the next. And if we think as accountants that if we don't help our clients really help attract, retain, develop their team, that it's not going to have a financial impact on their margins, on their revenues, on their bottom line, on their profitability, or even like overall happiness of owning a company, we're totally wrong. And so we need to really advance our thinking around supporting our clients. It's not just financial. It's also people, and people make up 70% of the GNL. And if that 70% is performing well, that company is doing great. If that 70% of the GNL is not doing well, the company will never perform. In fact, the dawn of People Advisory was a client experience I had back in 2015. That's when I came up with the idea. I sold him everything, all my CAS services, all my advisory services. He spent $750,000 in recruiter fees and was begging me to help him figure out what was going on with his company. And I remember him asking me, "Will, you know the financials, we could have used that $750,000 of working capital, but we got reamed. Not one of those employees stayed after 3 months. What do I do?" And I remember saying, "Maybe we should find a cheaper recruiter." I wasn't thinking about culture. I wasn't thinking about what is going on here. And that's when I realized we actually need to think a little bit differently around payroll, because that was the catalyst. It was like onboarding, offboarding, onboarding, offboarding. And he was just spending money left and right. So there's always been demand. There will always be demand. And the question really comes down to is, are you going to capitalize on that demand? Right now, the supply of people advisory services and people advisory practices is really low. If demand is way up here and supply is way down here, that means there's a tremendous amount of opportunity for accounting firms.
I agree.
Thank you for stimulating the economy with your people advisory services. Thank you to you and your team, because that is, I definitely learned some interesting information today, and it's awesome to see other accountants developing the profession and helping us go in the right direction, because there's so many amazing opportunities that we have in this field. Like you said, there's a huge gap in what you're talking about. People aren't doing this. Gusto's on the forefront of this. You're on the forefront of creating these services. And like you said, it's not even really creating the service. It's just rebranding and be able to sell what you're already doing. Because right. Accountants have this problem of not charging for things and scope creep. I think that's two of the bigger problems that we have. I'm definitely going to take some of this feedback. I should go through the certification process of becoming a people advisor. I do see the notifications on my own portal. So let me put that on my to-do list for an after-tax season item.
Yeah, I'll tell folks that you can go to academy.gusto.com to check out all the education that we have and all the partnerships that we've fostered over the years. It's free to all Gusto partners. We don't charge anything for this. And so to me, it's an incredible offering to totally revamp your practice and payroll for free and really do something incredible for your team. And I know firms struggle with a talent shortage as well. And if you're looking for ways to invest into your team as accountants, this is an incredible way to inspire a younger generation of accountants that kind of want to do more than just Excel spreadsheets. People advisory is a different way of thinking, and it's fun to help clients see their teams thrive.
No, I agree. I mean, I agree with you on the revenue stream of it, because it's easier to expand the average client's revenue per year than add a new client. And if you can add this service to your clients, now instead of charging them X amount, you charge more the same.
Yep.
And you're already doing it in some way. Same time, yes, it is now very expensive to hire new people in every industry, not only accountant. In every industry, it's expensive. So is it better to provide a service to keep more staff, more employees in your company, stay longer, to know why they want to stay longer and stuff like that, and having that service maybe will help the employees stay longer in your company?
Yeah, the cost of replacing a seasoned employee is tremendously high. It's 5 or 6x.
be the trigger to, hey, this is what we offer people advisory services. Because right. What's the cost of replacing an employee? X amount. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to keep those employees more in your company? So we have this package that will help you do that. Boom.
That's it. Extra you got it, man.
A year.
You're off to the races. That's it. You totally understood the concept front to back.
You have to find that pain point. And that pain point is replacing the employee. And most owners don't know until it happens. So you remind them of this, okay, you know what happened before. And how much did you suffer from replacing this staff, this employee? So do you want that to happen or happen less often? It's going to happen, obviously, but you want it to happen less often. So you just have to find the pain point and boom, reflect it, communicate it to the client and find out what's the value of that and price it accordingly.
That's absolutely right. And how many times have we advised clients or at least clients that are having, let's say, impacted revenues or margins, and we're sitting and doing forecasting for them and they're like, the problem I have is I'm just not retaining my team or my team's not performing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, okay, you should get that figured out.
But now I think now it's the biggest pain point for a lot of industries, keeping staff.
Correct.
Right? Because in dental, it's crazy. Keeping hygienists or assistants, it's crazy across the board from every state. That has become an important service to provide. And to have somebody that will focus on it 100%.
Yeah. People Advisory is ready for the times and it's all done. So it's all ready to go through Gusto. Just turn it on and you're off to the races.
Well, as we wrap up the episode, thank you so much for coming on and dropping your knowledge on People Advisory and Gusto and sharing your story in accounting. What is the last piece of advice that you have for accountants that are in the thick of it right now?
Yeah, so I would say one of the biggest things, and this is the fun experience about being at Gusto and going from, like I said, from growing up in poverty to seeing parents struggling as small business owners to me being some sort of small accountant working for not-for-profit and just going and hopping from major milestone to major milestone is being a professional or being an accountant is a journey, not a destination. And not only that, but it's done with other people as well. I talk about People Advisory in a sense of, oh, it's Gusto that's done this. No, we've done this in partnership with hundreds of employees across the business. We've done this with partnership of thousands of accountants across the United States. Don't look at yourself as just being out there by yourself. You're not by yourself. There's always opportunity to advance and there's folks around you ready to cheer you on. I've always looked at myself as never doing anything alone. I've always done it with my peers. And even creating an incredible offering like People Advisory. If you're listening to this, you're not alone. I know you're in the weeds, but we're all here, right? And this podcast is here. People are here. Folks at Gusto are here. And that's what makes us very different than our competitors. We're not here to stab you in the back or anything like that. We're here to push you forward.
Yes, we are a team. We are a community. We're here to support each other. So thank you for listening to this week's episode and tune in.
Before we sign off, remember to share this episode with fellow accounting professionals.
Building the firm of your dreams is a journey best taken together, and by sharing, you're helping others on their path to success.